These charges are baseless. And the president's own public statements make clear that his only goal is political retribution.
It was the second time in a 14-day span that Trump's Justice Department targeted one of his political foes after they secured an indictment of former FBI Director James Comey in late September. Both pursuits have come in the wake of that post Trump made referencing Tish James and Comey and directing Attorney General Pam Bondi to go after them. The charges against James and Comey were brought by Lindsey Halligan, Trump's former personal attorney and newly picked U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, who has no prosecutorial experience. Halligan only landed the role after Trump forced out her predecessor, who he previously appointed, Eric Siebert, who sources say cited a lack of sufficient evidence in refusing to indict James or Comey. And as Halligan was in the courtroom bringing charges against James, the Justice Department was locked in two additional courtroom battles, defending Trump's effort to deploy National Guard troops in Chicago and Portland.
They are being sent here to occupy our city.
With Trump even calling for the arrest of the Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson for failing to protect ICE officers and repeatedly making false claims that Portland is burning.
It's not a war zone. Our crime situation has gone down.